This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. The extreme temperature fluctuations have caused concern for livestock producers around fertility with spring breeding right around the corner. While the temperature certainly will raise eyebrows, the bigger concern is the wind chill, how living things feel the temperature. The first priority for most producers is the well-being of their pastured female herd or flock. What are the hazards with females? To start, the surfaces on which livestock rest have a great effect on the risk of frostbite. If snow, ice, or frozen ground is all that's available, they'll lose more body heat compared to dry bedding or grass. Newborns on this type of ground often chill quickly, especially when wet. Occasionally, the teats of a cow, ewe, or a doe that's recently given birth can freeze, resulting in mastitis. Mastitis, infection of the udder, decreases milk production in at least one quarter of the udder. It's common for this to lead to the detriment of the quarter and result in culling a female from your herd. Ongoing fertility, though, in females is not a concern the way it is in the males. Herd bulls, rams, and bucks are generally kept separate from the female herds. These guys may experience equal hardship if proper nutrition and shelter are neglected. The future of reproductive success of the herd will suffer if they are not prepared for or protected. Low temperatures and windy conditions can easily increase feed requirements 25 to 30% above normal maintenance requirements. Also, lack of wind protection or bedding will increase the chance of frost damage to the scrotum and testicles. During normal winter conditions, frostbite is not a common problem in our area, but prolonged exposure to extreme cold and wind like we've had increases the occurrence of frostbite and can be a problem. Evidence of frostbite to the scrotum is usually apparent a few days after freezing in the form of noticeable inflammation and swelling. The heat generated from the inflammation directly affects the sperm that are maturing and in storage. The resulting damage may cause temporary or permanent sterility of the bull. A scab may appear on the lower portion of the scrotum as healing occurs. On the other hand, the absence of a scab does not indicate that frostbite injury has not occurred. Severe frost damage to the testicle and epididymis may cause tissue adhesions, affecting mobility and circulation within the scrotum. Evaluation of possible frostbite damage is best accomplished by a trained veterinarian performing a breeding soundness exam 45 to 60 days after the injury occurred. A semen evaluation performed earlier than this period will most likely indicate poor semen quality and could result in unnecessarily culling a bull, ram, or buck that may well be satisfactory after healing has occurred. An examination normally includes a physical evaluation of the entire reproductive tract, as well as a microscopic semen evaluation recording sperm motility and morphology. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.